Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land when you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1. And I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner. And we thank you for taking the journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus. There are other little g gods, but this is the only one God that counts, and that's Elohim, Adonai, Yahshua. And so our subject matter today is East Side Praise. Oh, my goodness. East Side Praise. Can you praise him through the clouds? And Second Chronicles chapter 5, verse 12 to 13, talks about some anointed Levites, some musicians playing in the temple. It says they, along with them, 120 priests, performed together in unison. Anybody ever heard of that one? Suddenly, there appeared a cloud. In today's church and music departments, are there any elements of unity? Will we ever see any clouds? And if we did, could we play through them without faltering? Oh, my goodness. My guest today is Professor Radio Sample. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, the Master is LRX is doing fine today, sir. The question is, how are you?
I'm holding up with the help of God. And you said your stage name is LRX, but your regular superhero name is Ronald Radio Sample. Is that right?
Wrong. Okay, I'm going to break it down to you. The name is the Masterless. LRX stands for the Masterless Lyrics Rodney Execute. I'm also known as Radio, but that came from me being a human beatbox dude back in the day. So that's where that came from, and that's how I got my journey into music. Started with that.
Okay. All right. And you also are the songwriter, producer of our theme song. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Very proud of that one. Yes, yes, yes. Many more to come.
Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Let me go to the scripture, the verse to rehearse today, which is in Second Chronicles chapter 5. And so it says here, verse 12, and the Levites, who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and all their sons and brothers, were dressed in fine linen robes and stood at the east side of the altar, playing cymbals, lyres, and harps. They were joined by 120 priests playing trumpets. That's a lot of noise there. Trumpeteers and singers performed together in unison, second time they used that word, to praise and give thanks to the Lord. I don't know if our musicians and music departments today are praising and giving thanks to God. Accompanied, it says here, by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, they raise their voices and praise the Lord with these words, "He is good." Oh, that's exciting right there. Somebody ought to clap their hands right there. He is good. It said his faithful love endures forever. And that's definitely true. It says, at that moment, a thick cloud filled the temple of the Lord. The priests could not continue their service because of the cloud. For the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple of God. And like the glorious presence of the Lord. Do we really have that? Have you seen it? Any clouds in the temple where we minister in music? Before we get there, I want to just ask you a question, sir. Who is Demastris LRX, who is Rodney Radio Sample Senior.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was a nice introduction and a nice word from Okay. Who is Rodney Sample? Okay, I was I'll start by saying I was born and raised in Southwest Baltimore. And was first introduced to gospel music at the age of four, maybe even three, because I remember my aunt, Florence, bringing me into what appears to be a studio. I looked in this little box, and I see a group of guys, one, two, three, four, all lined up singing gospel music, and I had a little whispering voice telling me, I'm going to be doing that one day. One of my first introductions, actually, as a little boy, a little voice of God speaking to me, telling me I'm going to be doing recording music.
Okay. One day. And so do you have a studio?
Well, at the very moment, I'm finishing up, actually. There's renovations down in my basement. I have a booth, and in about 2 weeks, I will have the glass mirror put in place, and I will, officially have a studio, a real one this time. A whole room of soundproof, and it's looking really good. So I'm really, really blessed. Yeah.
Okay. So are you saying that you are a well, let me ask you this. What do you do in music?
Well, I'm a man that wears many hats. I'm a songwriter. That means I can write songs for singers. I do rap songs, and I'm an engineer. So I know how to work the music equipment. You might as well say I'm a full-fledged record producer. So I can I pretty much do it all. Come up with the ideas and arranging the songs and, piece it all together. Yeah.
All right. And so how long have you been in this music game?
Wow. That's, how can I say this? Well, I've been chasing this dream ever since I was, 14 years old. And, I've been producing since I was, 18, 19 years old. Yeah.
Okay. And have you had any success in the music business?
Have I had any success? Well, it's been a pretty bumpy road. There's been some ups and there's been some downs. It was a time I almost went on a tour with Naughty by Nature, a famous rap group out of New York, if people remember. What's the song that they sang? There's a couple of songs, Hip Hop Hooray, if you remember. Hip Hop Hooray,
That was before I got in church.
That was before you got in the church, huh? Okay, well, yeah, that was wow, that was back in, like, 92, 93, and met a dude named Michael Dawson, and he got me hooked up with a band member. I cannot remember the name of the band, but they sang a song called Owner of a Lonely Heart, and that was my first time. This guy offered me a deal off of my very first recordings that I did for myself. But I freezed up. I don't know why I freezed up. I guess that's God did not want me to go in that direction. So after that, he went back to London, England, and I was still, on my own back to, 13 for a deal. So the next deal came up through Michael Dawson. And again, you know what I'm talking about when I say Michael Dawson.
You're not talking about a guy that plays Richard Moseley.
Yeah. Mike Dawson. So we end up doing a song called You Can't Run, You Can't Hide. I originally written it in 1994, around the springtime. I only wrote the first verse, and then I had a writer's block. And then one day Mike call me up on the phone and you write a version to my song, so I'll make a long story short. I had a four-track. I used to record everything on a four-track recorder. And that tape broke. I was like, what the heck? So I asked him, can I use his? So I ended up recording the instrumental up at his house, and then we took it over to the Bill Pratt studio. Have you ever met Mr. Bill Pratt? I don't know if you ever did, but unfortunately, he passed away. I just found out he passed away about two years ago or something like that. He had heart problems. But that's my first studio recording that I ever did, and it actually got me a record deal with Warlock Records. I mean, don't like to say Warlock because it's like represents witchcraft, but that was the name of the label. So that was my first major. And I ended up on the Pick the Hit chart next to Brian McKnight with that song, You Can't Bring Me Down. So I played all the instruments, and Mike sung on the hook. And I did the rap song. So,
now,
and it was released. Right.
Since we're talking about that, what for those who do not know, what is the hook?
The hook is the most rememberable part of the song. It's the song that, it's the part of the song where you can grab, if it's said properly and pieced together correctly, and you can layer the vocals and everything, you do it right, it's the most important part of the song. It's supposed to attract multitudes of people to come and buy your song if they like your hook. Along with the hook comes the verses, and this is where you write and say your most important or whatever message you want to give across in the verses, you know. So, and then there's your bridge. Your bridge is where you put your the whole meaning of the song, and then you finish it off with the hook, you know. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Sound like you know something.
Whole.
Okay.
I have
questions,
sir. Yes.
Okay, well, God bless you.
God bless you.
It's prima donna. Okay.
All
right, so mm-hmm. So if the listeners out there have a question for the Masters LRX or AKA Radio, give them a call at 1-914-205-5353, 1-914-205-5353. This program is dedicated first to God, but also dedicated to the memory of my co-host and partner, and my wife, First Lady Leora Queen Turner,
Leora,
who went on to be with the Lord on Thursday, August 25th at 8:21 p.m. And we will definitely miss her. And her viewing is actually on Tuesday, nine six at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Harry, H-A-R-I-P, Close, C-L-O-S-E, Funeral Services at 5126 Bel Air Road, 21214 in Baltimore, Maryland. Also, our homegoing service will be on Wednesday, September 7th, at a week at 10, and homegoing service starting at 11 a.m. And we suggest you be there. If you can, at Israel Baptist Church. Let me say it again, Israel Baptist Church at 1225 North Chester Street off of Washington's in East Baltimore. Pastor Harley Wilson is the pastor. And so we look forward to seeing you there as we commemorate and celebrate the life of First Lady Leora Queen Turner, my wife of 17 years, and so life would not be the same. Give us a call at 1-914-205-5353. And why do we say East Side Praise? It's because they were standing on the east side of the Temple of God,
right,
in the temple, and they were adamant and determined to praise God and to worship Him. And so musicians and Levites and ministers of music and psalmists and drummers and bass players and producers and all ought to be serious about praising God and be determined to give him the glory because of all that he has done. First, you have to have a personal relationship. You've got to meditate on the goodness of God. You've got to want to honor him and let him actually equip you to do the praise, because he is praise and he is love, and he produced and created music, and the music is supposed to be to praise him, not to get your girlfriend in the sheets. It is to praise him, not to make money from jingles. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. So have you had any songs on Billboard, sir?
I've had the same song, You Can't Run, You Can't Hide. Not enough to actually go all the way up the chart, but I've been on another chart, the club chart, where, as I said earlier, I was right next to Brian McKnight column, if those who remember Brian McKnight, what song he used to sing? One Last Cry, a song called One Last Cry. One Last Cry, One Last Cry. Remember that?
Okay.
Before I leave the world behind. That song
right.
There. That was one of the songs. Well, anyway,
okay.
It went from there to slot 21, up there with Biggie Smalls and them, Notorious B.I.G., the P. Diddy's, and, you know, I was right in there with them. So that was an exciting time. Yeah.
All right. Have you written any gospel songs, sir?
Well, I was about to mention we've written quite a few gospel songs. I've written a whole bunch of rap songs as far as gospel, but definitely getting deeper. I'm proud to be able to say that Miss Leora, and it is beautiful. I actually got down and produced it, and I actually had her to do something. She played the tambourine. I think she even clapped on the song, if I'm not mistaken. I did a couple of claps, and she really liked the song. It's called Lord, I Need a Breakthrough.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to
be a hit.
This mysterious artist is going to come into my new studio, and we're going to finish it. And it's going to be great. Wouldn't you say so?
What's the artist's name?
Oh, the artist's name goes by the name of Lamar.
Oh,
and, yes, man. This boy, man, he can sing, man. Can nobody beat this guy singing? Let me tell you. So I'm looking forward to working with the artist.
Pretty tough statement, sir. Pretty tough statement. Let's see if you are saying what you're saying is actually correct. I do have a song here produced by you and featuring this guy. This no-name guy named Lamar. And let's see how it sounds.
Okay.
Can I play it?
Sure. Go ahead. Right. Let it rip.
Okay. All right.
Lord. This is the L-R-A. Everybody got problems, the stuff is new. God is guiding me, I'm waiting for my cue. I know I'ma die and run to the sky blue. My lost ones watch from a bird's eye view. I wouldn't lie to you, you'd be surprised too. Nobody prays to the Lord like I do. So what you gonna do, run from your problems? That's not smart, use your brain and heart. I'm gonna pray no matter what they say, and try to live right day by day and stay this way, walk this way, talk this way. I always
often pray that the blessings will come my way. So Heavenly Father, I'm at it again, as I pray with my kin, we say amen. Mind is stressing me out like a cancer. My life's a misery, almost a big fat tragedy. I am fortunate and blessed to escape the armed robbery. This world is crazy, Lord. I want to have peace and just chill, but nowadays I'm having problems paying my gas and electric bill. It isn't easy, Lord, but I wish that life could be more breezy. Instead of coming home, my babies are crying like a Fiji. I'm feeling hungry. The boy is afraid of my refrigerator. Bunch of scavengers began to tell me all I got to eat is a mayonnaise sandwich. It's man, that's depressing. So mayonnaise for salad dressing. Dead roaches in the refrigerator don't make things interesting. I'm trying to stay alive, Lord. This is how I'm living. I want to live my life right, so I refuse drug dealing. I'm running out of answers, but the money ain't moving any more faster right now. My life's a total wreck, Lord. A big disaster. I work 80 hours, but the bills will take your entire paycheck. I feel empty, Lord. I have nothing to show for. I'm tired of living in this world where everybody's slamming the doors. I can't pay my rent. I can't make ends meet. It won't be long before they throw my bags out on the streets. It's bad, Lord, and the ghetto streets is getting bad, Lord. I just found out I lost my niece on the guest and I'm so sad, Lord.
Man, that song is beautiful, man. I actually made that song originally. It was supposed to have been on Def Jam. Can you believe I'm telling you that? It was supposed to have been on Def Jam way back in 2001 with a guy named Comp. C period O period M period T period. He was on Def Jam and. How that got hooked up to a guy named Ed Rucker, brought us together, and they wanted to hear a gospel version for Comp. Comp is actually a gangster rapper, but they wanted to experiment and try something a little different. So Comp's from Baltimore. At the time, he was only 14 years old, so it was like, you know. So I went ahead and produced the music and everything, and went into the studio, recording everything, and They liked it, but decided not to use it. Can you believe that? He ended up on a PlayStation video game as a character. You can still look it up. I believe it's called, what is that called? Something from New York. The young kids know what I'm talking about, but it's a New York wrestling game. It has Method Man and all these other famous rappers, including him, in it. And you can actually play him as a character. So I haven't heard from Comp in years yet. But anyway, that's how that song arose. And then I went on ahead and took it and flipped it around and invited Lamar to join in. And you can get it on websites right now. You can actually download it and buy it off my album, Victorious. So beautiful record, though. Beautiful record. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed recording it. Mr. James C. Warren played the guitar on it, and I did everything else. You know, so it came up pretty good, though. Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
So what would be your suggestion? Don't you play in church, too?
Well, I mean, I don't play, you know, the only thing I played in church is like when I feel like I get up and I'll play the bongos. But every now and then I'll, you know, do something on, you know, to perform, you know, some music and, you know, get up there and drop some lyrics and get some gospel rap, you know. So, but that's,
okay,
that's my main forte. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. Aren't you part of the group with church band with Sir Richard Moseley and Michael Dawson?
Yeah, like I said, I would go up and I'll, you know, join them sometimes, and I'll just get on the bongos and play while they do the music and everything like that. Yeah, you know, but that's every now and then when I'm in the mood for that. The next thing I can say, I am recently got signed under Richard Moseley.
You got to let me ask you that question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. We gotta go in phases here. Let me see here. Now, what's the most recent upward move in your music career that's going on now?
Well, right now, things kind of slowed down due to the fact that I relocated, and me and my wife, Coco the Butterfly, we bought a home over on the east side of town now, so we're no longer in the Pikesville area.
Okay.
So things, as far as that go, I recently got signed to Sony, and this happened back in just before Christmas, around December. So it was kind of like a Christmas present. So I'm actually signed to Sony. It's called AKM3 Entertainment / Sony Biachi. Okay? So the goal is to come out with just maybe 10 songs before the album, a new album. I think I'm going to call the album Triumph. You know, so right now, I'm in the studio and trying to finish it up. But then all of a sudden, like I said, we had to move. So I had to shut everything down. So right now, the studio is being built. Renovations are being done. And that's where we at right now. We are on the verge of finishing up. So hopefully, maybe in 2 weeks, I will be bringing Lamar into the studio, and we're going to record some things, you know, including some stuff for Sony.
So we're talking about East Side Praise, standing on the east side of the temple, and the altar of
and
God.
I'm on the east side. How about you? Mm-hmm.
He just moved to the east side. So this is really fitting
right
for you. And so
any
minister of music, minstrel, maestro, psalmist is out there listening, and we'll listen. Call in at 1-914-205-5353 and let us know how you stand on the east side of the temple when you are playing music to God on Sundays, and how God is actually responding Is he responding to you in the anointing? Is he raining it down on you? Is he blessing the people? Or is he actually coming in a cloud? There are many clouds, I understand. There are clouds of unity, which is what we want. And
right.
That's how you get the presence of God in the clouds of discontent. My goodness,
right.
Things are not working out right. There are also clouds of confusion. And there's nothing
right.
worse than having confused people trying to do something for God. That don't work. And
right.
so we all have to have the same mentality. And if you came to look good, that ain't helping over here when we came to praise God. Flesh
yes, sir.
And faith do not mix. So you got to make sure all your band is pure. Oh, my goodness. You got to make them sure they got their same mentality. They came in to praise God and not praising themselves. So God can give
wow.
his consent.
Right.
That's heavy right there. That's heavy. And so it's important to know. And also the other thing, can you praise him through the clouds when things ain't working out right? Even the cloud was good in unity. Could you actually still praise God in the faith that he's going to bless you when you really can't see what you're doing? when you really can't see what you're doing, you have clouds of discontent. Can you actually see God in the midst of the issues that you're dealing with? And right now I'm dealing with a lot of issues, and I have clouds of discontent because some folk are not happy with me. But that's, you know, they're making false
and I'm
allegations.
I'm not saying, sir, you
but
are
right.
a warrior. You're just fighting through these storms of clouds. Storms are right now falling upon you. You are a true warrior of God, I must say. I mean, because you was talking of, you know, not even filling up to doing this show, and you're still fighting through it. So God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Continue. You know, with the success
of your show. I have, thank God, I have my mother's heart fortitude
right.
because I watched her for 46 years go out for a Sunday night broadcast at 9 p.m. at the First Apostolic Faith Institutional Church, located at 27 South Carolina Street. She sang with the radio chorus and led the radio chorus for 46 years. And never, let me say it again, never missed the radio broadcast. And so that's my training ground. That's my role model. And,
wow.
You know, before I had this program, 2018, I've been playing music since my mother put me in it. Age four, that's 55 years, and I have played at different programs. Sometimes
right.
when I was sick, one time I played for Shepherd Baptist Church, Shepherd Baptist, and they had a program at Sojourner Douglas, and I was so sick I couldn't lift my head. I managed to crawl out to bed, get my clothes on, and actually had to have help coming down the stairs. They threw me literally like a bag of potatoes in the back seat. Drove me. I couldn't drive myself. Drove me to Sojourner Douglas, and on the east side. And they two deacons helped me out the back seat of the car. My legs dragging like Freddie Gray, and going to the stage. The pastor jumps off the stage and comes to me and says, "Oh my God, man, you don't have to do this. You look terrible." I said, "Pastor, if you can just move out the way so they can put me on the keyboard." And so I got on the keyboard. I suddenly revived, led the youth band, played, and ministered, and we had a great time. And when it was over, I lost all my strength. They pulled me off the stage, dragged me back up the middle aisle, and threw me in the back seat of the car. And I managed to, when they dropped me off, I managed to crawl up the outside stairs to actually get back in the home. And when I got back in my bed.
Wow.
And so let's see here. So I could run stories like this all day. But when my wife died on Thursday, August 25th, and had to deal with family's nonsense and arguments and all that, and physical attacks on Friday 26th, I started the program here on the next day, the 27th, and then somehow I managed to, with God's help, drive to church on the 28th, and I walked into the church as the minister of music, responsible for praise and worship, and they said, well, we didn't think this guy was going to come in. And I said, well, I was sitting in the house grieving over my wife, and it's not going to help me. I have got to praise God, and this is what my job is. And so I'm in pain, but I must praise God. Listen, let me ask you a question. Have you ever praised God, the Mattress LRX, when you were in pain?
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. It was actually difficult. I mean, I went through sort of the same thing that you went through years ago, and I found it difficult. Extremely difficult. I'm not as strong as you are, so I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. It was difficult. That's the best way I could describe it. The pain was unbearable, you know what I'm saying? I was actually suicidal. I was suicidal.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah,
I was
suicidal.
Awesome, that's how painful it was. But I did have a little voice to step in there and say, hang in there, hang tough. You know, so I just follow that. And after a while, I began to heal, and eventually I went back to doing what I love to do most, and that's recording music. And the music actually helped me, you know, come out of it. It took some time, though, you know, but I always use music as an escape from pain. You know, I didn't go to drugs or alcohol, nothing like that. Always try to stay positive, you know what I'm saying, live a good, positive lifestyle, you know, so there you go.
That's a good deal. Let me say also, sir, that I have also dealt with depression and things of this nature since age 4 or age 7, actually. And so the devil was talking to me and telling me that to jump out the window, and I was depressed, and I thought about it. And I'm so glad I didn't. But he has tried to attack me. And he tries to attack those who are musically inclined, those who are called and appointed as Levites and as minstrels. He tries to, because we are pulling the music, especially on keyboards, out of the air. And we're pulling it out of the second heaven, where he actually has domain. And so he tries to pollute it, because he's jealous also that we are doing what he used to do. So he tries to cramp the style, tries to throw a cloud down there of discontent. But when you have been with God, and when you when he becomes your full anchor, and when you can see it over the horizon, and you know for yourself that you're the Lord, and you can actually stand strong and stand flat-footed, knowing that your help coming from God. That's a good thing.
You know what? It makes me want to tell you this story. I actually told Richard this story, and I'm going to share this with you. This actually really happened. This happened way back in 1984. So I was about maybe 15 years old. Okay? I was living out Westport. You familiar with Westport. Westport was like one of the worst places to live in
New Jack City. New Jack City.
You might as well call it New Jack City back then, yeah. It was so bad that, let's just say, the mailman had to have shotgun escorts to walk him down the street. That's how bad it was. So I would wake up in the morning and see that. The drug dealers, what it was, he was going into this lady's house across the street. And he would come out slurping on some Kool-Aid, and the drug dealers didn't like that. So they kind of grabbed on him and beat him up real, real bad. So that's why he had to. And it actually ended up on the news back then. But that's not the story. The story is my mother asked me to go to the Chinese store to get a box of shrimp egg for y'all. So I said, okay, I'm going. Got the money. And to make a long story short, I went over to Annapolis Road, got the food. On my way there, though, was a group of guys shooting dice. So now I'm coming back, and I'm looking across the street, and I see the group of guys shooting dice. Soon as I walked out toward the middle of Kent Street, a voice came out of nowhere. It was a man's voice. It was kind of heavy. It wasn't around me. It was inside my head. And he said, "Rodney, stop where you are. Turn back around and go back across the street." So I paused a little bit, and I was shocked because I ain't never experienced nothing like that before. This actually really happened. The voice was inside my head, so I did what the voice said. As soon as I turned around and looked back across the street, and mind you, it was like around this time of the day, it was like afternoon, some dude come from out of the dumpsters, and I'm hearing, blah, 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 gunshot fire. So surely, if it wasn't for that voice, I would not be here today. I'd be laid out in the street.
Mm.
And that's something that really happened. Actually happened. That voice
so you
changed
had,
my life.
You had the God's voice, and he offered you a cloud of protection.
Wow. Yes. I was protected that day, boy. I mean, and I witnessed, it was my first time witnessing death in that neighborhood. I saw a 16-year-old boy's throat get cut. I saw a nose in someone's hat, you know what I'm saying, blood everywhere. Wow, Westport was pretty crazy. Kind of stuff. Yeah,
not the kind of place you want to go to for anything.
No. I done saw a big gangster shootout. A car. I had to dive in the bushes, man, to escape from the bullets. I don't want to say his name. I know the names of these people, so I'm not.
Please don't
say
that. Please don't say that. Please don't say that.
I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to say the name, but I know the names of the people.
Okay.
But I don't know who he was. Right. I don't know who he was shooting at. But let's just say a van was coming around. They was had shotguns coming out of the van shooting at this one particular guy. But this guy was just had some kind of pistol shooting. But several people passed away that day, put it that way.
We we don't want to find ourselves in witness protection.
Right.
So 1-914-205-5353 it's the number to call. And so the question is for the listeners out there, and when you listen to this program, ask yourself a question, point to yourself and say, can you praise him through the cloud? Whatever the cloud is in your life on earth, can you praise him through the cloud? And if you were actually being unified with God, could you praise him through the holy cloud? Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Yes.
And I must say, my mother praised God through all of that, because that's all she played back then was gospel music in that neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So the devil was all through that neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of clouds, and a lot of people were confused and lost. But, you know, my mother and father, they just stayed, you know, solid and stayed with God. And they, I got to say, they were my inspiration for, you know, sticking with gospel music. So, and it's because of those times that I, you know, I was raised up off of the gospel keynotes and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. That's why Reverend James Cleveland, I don't have no waste time. You know that song.
Yeah, I do.
So,
yeah. I think he's like,
yeah.
He sang a little better than you, but okay.
Yeah, I know. Hey.
You're a producer, not a singer.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm no singer. Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, I was raised up off of, what's her name? Shirley Caesar, the Clark sisters. Yeah, man. So, I mean, we went to, what was that, Mount Calvary Church? It was my first time ever experiencing church. You know, so I'm just glad that I stuck to my gut and just stuck with gospel. I feel like this is my home. You know? So, yeah.
All right. And so where can folks find your music, and how can they get in touch with you to book you?
All right. Well, you can just you can go to Google and type in the Masterist LRX. D-A-M-A-S-T-E-R-O-U-S. capital LRX, and everything about me will pop up right there. You know, even my bio and music videos that I've done and all the music that I've produced will pop up. You know, so.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let us, for those who have been shocked and saddened by the homegoing of my wife, this is something for you. From Akia Neville's It Is Well. Up the that's an example of East Side praise right there. Kia Nevels, it is well. I mean, I was just modulating and modulating. I tell you, I thought I was going to hurt myself, but I wasn't singing. 1914, 205-5353, a prime example of praising him through the clouds, East Side praise. And so it sounded like a song. Radio, can you write it?
Can you hear me?
Can you write it? Sure can. Yeah. East Side praise.
Love it. Yep.
Can you do it?
Can I praise?
Can you write it?
Can I write it? Can I write songs like this?
East Side praise.
A song
titled East Side praise.
Oh, it's called East Side praise. Okay, gotcha.
East Side praise. Can you write a song that says that title, East Side praise?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
All it takes is imagination, hard work, and you know what? The theme song that I did for Lamar, that could be the East Side Play song.
You didn't do that for Lamar. You did it for Pastor Steve Turner, his alter ego, for another radio show. That's what it was. Very cool.
Oh,
very
no,
smooth.
The jig is up. The jig is up. Oh, okay. Yeah, the jig is up. Yeah. But that, what I'm talking about, I think that'll be perfect for it. We come up with an idea for that, and Lamar's going to be the first artist to record in my booth. I can't wait for it to happen. I'm so excited about it. That's going to be a great day.
Lamar is capital L, lowercase a, capital M, lowercase a r r. Amazing. I kind of know the guy, but anyway. It's fantastic. And so,
by the way, I'm going to fill him up with a whole bunch of pork chops.
Can't say pork chops on the radio. They might track us down and try to get one of my pork chops. I don't share those things.
Oh, you don't
not
share those
wife,
things? Okay.
Not when your wife is.
The guy called Lamar. This is a super guy now. He's super. He has his vocal ability, these powers. He can sing his tail off. I remember there was a lady that tried to challenge him. Really? Nah, ain't no competition.
Oh yeah, what was her name? Charlene Jenkins.
Really?
So I said to her, don't do that. He can hurt you.
Right. He definitely can hurt you. I mean, until she does work in the studio and complete. Now, you know what? This Lamar character, he's going to do a whole new CD. Different styles of music, not just style. He's branching out and doing different styles. What was it, 10 songs altogether, sir?
You're absolutely correct, Professor Radio. And so, actually, this guy named Lamar, who's on the what's the name of your record label again?
Oh, this is King Cypher. King Cypher.
He's on your record label, King Cypher Records. Good God Almighty! He actually opened up for the Mighty Newsome Gospel Awards.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
That's
amazing,
ain't he? Yeah, yes, he did. He did do that. And it was very successful. It was like it just brought people to their feet, right?
Dr. Newsom was happy with it, and that's all that matters. My wife was happy. I played it for my wife before she passed away. She liked it, and that was big deal to me. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
So. Oh yeah. And so, any words of encouragement?
Any words of encouragement
for young producers, young rap artists, gospel rap artists?
Okay. I would say if God anointed you with that, then you go to sleep and you dream and God is speaking to you, you wake up and you hear melodies in your head, and I say pursue it. Continue, you know, educate yourself too. You know what I mean? Don't chase after the dream and, you know, and put your school behind it. You know, you gotta still go to school and, you know, and do all you can to get that diploma, you know, but, yeah, you can do that on the side. That's like a side deal until something arises, you know, and always, you know, continue to strengthen on your craft, you know, and build up on your talents and stuff like that, you know. And just keep it and seek God first. So, you know, there you go.
Well,
I tell your mother, try the pork chop. Always have some pork chops on the side. Okay, there you go.
It sounds like an old sensei giving words of wisdom.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's great. That's a great sign, man. So, yeah. There you go.
Well, you want to give a shout-out to your wife?
Sure, I would like to give a shout-out and much love to my wife, Coco the Butterfly. And she's around here flying around here somewhere. You know, we was out all day running around and getting stuff for her office. She's going to have her own office.
Bought
a big monitor. You said, why?
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 Why is she gonna have an office?
She has plans, put it that way, sir. She has plans.
The plans must be authorized by the king.
The plans must be authorized by the king. Man,
if you're not authorized by the king, you have no plans.
Everything is everything. We spent a lot of money on certain things, and it's looking lovely in here, you know what I'm saying? She has her office, and I have mine. Mine is down in the basement, and I call it the King Cave. I'm inviting you to come down to the King Cave, and so we can be creative kings.
You better say who you're talking to, because all the listeners will think that you're talking to them.
I'm talking to the mysterious guy in the room who don't speak much. His name is Lamar. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Okay, that was good. That was got me coughing over here. I don't know what this album going to be called, but it's going to be blazing. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. 10 platform. We might can raise it up to 12. What do you say, sir?
I'm willing to go all the way.
You're willing to go all the way, and we're going to dedicate this album to Lamar's mother and Miss First Lady, the Queen. I'll let you finish that, sir.
That's the lovely lady, Leora Turner, who will always be important to me. Always.
Go ahead. You have the floor, man. We're listening. We all, you know, mourning.
Matter of fact, I just want to say right here, I just want to thank God for allowing me to have such a beautiful wife who helped make me a better man and a better pastor and a better recording artist. And there's nobody else like her. I don't anticipate ever getting married again.
Yeah, she was always in your corner. And everywhere she go, Steve Turner was right there going with her. I'm talking about concerts. I'm talking about playing music together, going out to Applebee's, the all-time favorite restaurant. They love to go there and eat. You know, what else does y'all do?
Trip shopping.
Pictures every time the mouth open, her mouth open, he taking pictures. That too. That was funny though. It was comical. Yeah, we had comical moments with her. I mean, and she was always nice and kind to people. You know, and she took care of him, and he took care of her. You know, and they took care of each other. And you can just look at them. They were glowing. They like soulmates, man. They did everything together. You know what I'm saying? So I disagree with whoever says they didn't take care of each other. They loved each other. And they did take care of each other. I mean, every time I came over the house was nice and clean. And it was always Leora with her nice hospitality. And Steve always was being mean to me. I don't know. We just don't like each other.
Because he came over and eat up all my food. That's where the problem was.
Yeah.
I said, sweetheart, don't give radio no more strawberry cake. Don't do the cake that she made. And I'm like, no, the specialized cake. I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't give him, and don't give him a big piece like that because that's for me. Give him a little small piece.
Wow. Wow. And y'all were a power.
Yeah, that's what
couple.
Happened. That's
well,
a secret behind.
Power magazines up. I mean, been on TV shows, and, she's going to be missed. Yeah, she's definitely going to be missed.
Oh, yeah. That was my heart right there.
Yeah, that was your heart, man. That was your soulmate. That was your other ass. That was your rib.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't, if I had to go out and she couldn't go, that was one thing. But I was determined that I would bring her something back to make her smile. So I would ask her what you want.
I mean, I can recall you going out. Every time I call you, I was like, where you at? Oh, I'm getting some food for Leora. I'm getting bring back some food. She's not feeling well today. So I'm taking care of her. And then she will take care of you. I mean, there's been times you couldn't do certain things. You know, you got this that thing you'd be going through. I can't think of it right now. But dialysis. Yeah, and you had me worried because one time I was talking to you, you just was gone, and she was like, she was taking care of you, you know. So, you know, y'all take care of each other, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's on record, that's on the radio right now. They love each other. I mean, the house, every time I came over the house, nice and clean and everything, you know what I'm saying? These are some beautiful people, and they deserve, Steve deserved the utmost respect. And, you know, I say honor Leora at the funeral, you know, say please honor her at the funeral and honor Mr. Steve Turner. That's what I'm saying. Keep the peace. Because, of, you
yeah.
know, I don't even say you know what I'm getting at. So.
Oh, yeah. Secondly, we're in God's house, and that ought to be most important than anything else.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to praise God anyway, because that's what she wanted. She was a praiser.
That's what she wanted. I mean, this is a family thing, and you should be praising God and celebrate her life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta know God to praise him, though, but that's important. But you can get to know him. And and so a lot of times families are saved at the homegoing service. So that's the key right there. What are you going to do?
Right.
She done made it. What are you going to do about your life?
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
That's right. What are you going to do with
all right. Well, on that note, we got to go. It's been a real moment. Another Elevation Radio One moment. All I can say to you is thank you again for being our guest. Keep your head up. I always say this, keep your head up. Good God Almighty. We'll see you at the viewing this Tuesday from 3 to 7 at the Harry P. Close Funeral Services at 5126 Billy Road. And the celebratory homegoing service at Israel Baptist Church, 1225 North Chester Street. And matter of fact, I've got just to say what kind of good moments we're going to have. We've got Professor Milton Johnson on the Hammond B3. We've got Sir Tony Winston on the digital keyboards. We've got Brother Jordan Mills, phenomenal drummer. We also have Minister Dexter Downtown Kenny on bass. So it's going to be something we've got. Dr. Henry Hunt of the famous Hunt Singing Family singing a song. We've got Bishop George Snyder, who's on my first CD, Serving Worship, who is actually going to be leading the first song off. And we've got the Southern Friendship Baptist Church Choir singing one of the songs that my wife loves so much. Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic. We want to give him praise. We want to glorify him. We want to thank him for giving us this angel. And so that's it. All right. We all miss her, but let's keep our heads up. God bless you. I'll talk to you later.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land where you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.